This is for YouTube. So what's good, YouTube? This is Christina, aka Miss Chrissy Doe, founder of Digital Marketing Mogul. Help business owners, bosses, and coaches find strategies to increase revenue and send conversions through the roof. Welcome to Marketing Monday. Hey, it's Marketing Monday. It's Marketing Monday. I don't know. I just still get excited about it. I don't know about y'all, but yeah. So yes, today we're going to talk about email marketing, the importance of following up with people, the importance of having a system in place where you can connect with your people. I don't know if you had a chance to tune in a couple weeks ago. We talked about how to create a marketing campaign, a one paragraph marketing strategy or whatever. So there was a download on my website. If you missed it, I mean, you want to get this download. It's not really going to be available much longer because I'm actually going to incorporate it into a digital ebook that I'm creating. So if you want to get it for the free, you should probably go over there because I'm only going to leave it up for like the rest of this week. And then it's going to be included with one of my digital products that I made. But like I was saying a couple weeks ago, whenever you decide to go into business, it's good to have a system that has something in it that requires you to connect with your audience, that requires you to be able to nurture your audience, to be able to talk to them, to be able to communicate with them, right? So, I'm going to talk about the three ways or the three reasons why you are not generating leads. And don't worry, guys, all of this information that I'm sharing will be on the webinar. The webinar is on Saturday. So this is a free webinar, like, and I'm going to do it regardless as to what happens. So whoever shows up, whoever doesn't show up, you can expect to see it as a course. The information in it is a proven system. It's how I generated my leads, went from zero leads to having leads. So I know the system works. I've used this several times and I'm excited to share the information with you. My goal for the rest of the year is to just try to get more people on my email list. Like, that's my goal. So, if you pop in, please just say hi, wave, leave your name so that even like after the thing, we can see like who you were and stuff like that. But yeah, so, I don't know why my live video paused. So we're going to go into content again. Get your pen, get your paper, because content is about to start. We're about to start content. We got it, content. Hey, so. All right, the number one reason why you are not generating any leads for your business is because you, due to not having any links, right? So I'm sure if you're watching this, if you're attracted to this video, if it's something that, you know, is important to you, you know that, I mean, you see this different system going around where people post ads and then they tell you to click on the link. So links could be somewhat controversial because people feel like email links are not as accurate as messenger links. So they have all these different things that you can do in order to like automate message responses on messenger in order to get people more engaged with whatever it is that you're doing. And people say that the click-through rate for email links is higher than the click-through rate for messenger links is higher than email links, right? So I have my own opinion about that, because of course somebody is going to click on a Facebook message sooner than they're going to click and open up an email. But at the same time, I don't know the conversion rate of the click-through. So the click-through rate, the CTR, those of you who don't know what the click-through rate is, it's the rate in which you submit some type of campaign, whether it's a Facebook ad, whether it's a Google ad, a digital ad, one of those ads you click on, like an AdSense ad, what you do is you create your link and the click-through rate is somebody sees it and they click it and they go to your website. But my thing is this, the click-through rate is not the same as the conversion rate. So people are saying that the messenger messages convert higher than traditional like emails, but I don't know how true that is. So I don't know. But I do want to say that it's important to have a link. If you are going to set up any type of email campaign, I mean, it does not matter what type of link that you're going to have, but you need to have something that somebody could click on. So if you're new to marketing, if you're new to like digital marketing, if you don't even know what I'm talking about, then that's probably the reason why we're not getting people to opt in. And that's probably the reason why we're not you know, converting and getting leads. So I'm talking about in a digital arena. So there are things you could do in a traditional arena outside of marketing as far as networking in order to get more conversions and get more people opting into your brand. And guys, any good marketer is going to touch base with people, network with people, make sure that we're meeting people in real life as well as online. I cannot stress enough the importance of meeting people in real life, right? So, you know, I focus on the digital side of things a lot of times, but I'm not against old school traditional marketing, you know what I'm saying, guerrilla marketing tactics. Like, you got to do what you got to do. The more people that see your face and see your brand and catch your vibe and see what it is that you do and connect with your vision, the more money you're going to make. Right. So you can do workshops in person. You can do just walk-ins, introducing yourself, have your business card ready. You know, some people don't believe in business cards. If that's the case, you can connect on Instagram, share Instagram handles with whoever you connect with. However you get down, it's important to get to know people in real life as well as online. But one reason why a person could not be converting cash customers into cash is due to not having links. Right. So it's important to have a link in order to get people back to your site. Or, you know, to whatever link, depending on what you're selling. Like, if you are a person who is selling consultation, Bit.ly as well as Linktree both have an easy way for you to provide a link. A lot of people, another thing that's controversial is the fact that some people feel like you don't even need to have a website. Okay, so, oh, disclaimer, my baby be on fleek. So, he is coming up the stairs right now. And I'm not responsible for what's about to happen. So, yeah, but the second one is due to no promotion, right? So whenever you, I mean, it don't matter what you sell. He came to give me this muffin. So thank you, baby. So yeah, I thought he was going to turn up, but he just came to give me a muffin. But yeah, that's what I be talking about. My baby be on fleek sometimes. But yeah. So the second reason, the first reason is due to not having a link or something for somebody to click on. So I get people from all walks of life, right? I get people who already are hip to digital marketing and, you know, familiar with it, not intimidated by it. And I also get people who don't know what it is, don't know where to start. You know, it's just like me speaking a foreign language. So hopefully there's some type of learning curve. But yeah, the first one is no links. The second one is no promotion, right? Because you could think in your head, like we know, especially as business owners, like if I'm selling hair, I know how much my bundles cost. I know what my bundle deals are. But the biggest misconception that we have as business owners is to think something and to think that other people know it just because we're thinking it, right? So nobody knows. Like, if we're not sharing whatever our campaigns are, if we're not sharing whatever it is that we're selling, nobody knows about it, right? So the harder you go on the campaign side, on the promotion side, you know, this is something that should be addressed in your marketing plan. So if you have a marketing plan, it doesn't have to be something that is like a quadrillion pages long. It could be something short and concise. I actually have a marketing, shameless plug, I do have a marketing template that's like 2 pages. And it's just like whatever, a general idea of whatever you're going to do. Because guys, people who have implemented marketing plans without really going into it like a real science, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I took it and condensed it down to something that's not going to take you quadrillion million years. And like I said in a previous video, like, they have so many tools out here to get, makes it easy for you to see like who your demographic is and, you know, where they're from, what their gender is, what their age is. So it's easier than ever to do market research. I think the hardest thing is, the hardest part is getting a general idea of what whoever your target market is. The easiest thing is getting your products and services in front of them because they have so many different digital avenues in which you can reach them, right? So if I had to pick an area where my information will be most beneficial, it will be as it relates to segmenting for digital. Now, whether you have a product that costs $300 or a product that costs $3,000, it's not about your product and it might not even be about your demographic. It could just be a marketing issue as far as targeting the right people. There are people out there who will buy, you know, $3,000, $2,000 products. But we have to get our information in front of them and we have to make sure that we're communicating in a way that's going to attract them and getting our ads in front of them, right? So a lot of times when, you know, I see different people creating content about marketing, they always say, know your customer, know, you know, what they're thinking, know what they like to do. And why do they ask us this? Because it's easier than ever to get this information and use this information in order to create advertising campaign and be able to reach them where they're at. So wherever they spend time at, whatever website they spend time at, whatever, it doesn't matter. We can find ways. Like, your demographic might be the Shade Room. Your demographic might be, I don't know, Love & Hip Hop. Your demographic might be people who watch Shark Tank or people who follow Tony Robbins. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on who you're trying to reach. So a lot of times for me, people who like products like this are people who are entrepreneurs, who have their business, who, you know what I'm saying, are into business, are into funnels, things like that. So if I created an ad, I would create my ad based on that. And I'm talking too much, so I'm going to stop. But the next third reason why. So the first one is because we don't have a good link. So, you know, even when they get to your website or if they get to your link, if they're confused with the messaging, it's going to be kind of hard for you to get them to get a full conversion, to go from a lurker to a fully converted person, right? So it all has to do with the link that you give them and whether or not it answers or relieves the pain that they're currently suffering from. All right, number two is no promotion. Usually people do not promote when they don't have a plan, when they don't have a campaign in place. You put your campaign on your plan. You put whatever it is that you're going to do. Right now is a really good time to be planning what you're going to do for first, second, third, and fourth quarters of the year, because you can do so with a clean, clear mind, a clean, clear conscience. You're not really so much focused on your bills. You're not really so much focused on, you know, what you're going to take care of, because I'm pretty sure you know, like, where your bills, how they're going to get paid for this month. So this is a good time to start planning ahead. And so, yeah, people usually don't attract when they don't have a promotion in place. The next one is the messaging. Okay, so marketing is about them. It's not about us. So a lot of times people go wrong when they make the marketing about them and how good, well, when a person or a company makes the marketing about them. When a person or a company makes the marketing about them, they make a mistake because they're not speaking to the client. They're not speaking to the pain points. They're not speaking to the thing that's going to make the person buy. So marketing is about them. And sales is about you. So in your marketing messaging, you should have 80% there what's wrong with them and 20% this is what I have. This is what I'm selling. Okay, so we shouldn't be like overly salesy. I mean, you can, but when it comes to the messaging is about the customer. It's not about, oh, I'm so great, buy my product because I'm just bomb and this and this and that. No, that's not what we're doing. Marketing is about your client or your customer. What's their pain point? Why are they coming to you? One thing that I have a lot of clients that suffer from is identifying what makes them stand out and what makes them different. So it's hard sometimes. If you don't know what differentiates you from your competitor, then there's going to be an issue in your messaging, because every brand is different. When you go into branding, when you go into, you know, your messaging, there has to be something that makes you different. There has to be something that makes you stand out, because the brands that stand out are the ones that get recognized. They're the ones that get more sales. When people, you have to be memorable. Like, nobody wants to, like, just have a blah experience. So I always, you know, encourage the clients to create an experience for them. Like, when they come to your website or when it comes to your landing page or just in your messaging, make it an experience for them so that you're not forgettable. Because when people forget about you, like, they click on your link or they click on your campaign and forget about you, they're less likely to buy unless you just have a type of campaign that's going to come back around and come back around. So they say people have to see something like 14 times before they really invest or they really buy. But yeah, so the last one is your marketing message. Sales is about your potential customer. Sales is about what you provide, and marketing is about your customer. So make it 80% marketing, and that's just in your messaging, and 20% sales, right? And so, again, I want to invite you to come to a webinar. It was an email training that you could just sign up for, and you would get like an email every day. But I know we're still in the beginning stages of getting to know one another, so I wanted to invite you to come to a webinar. The webinar is free. The replay is $37. It's on Saturday. You want to get to the webinar while it's free before the price goes up to $37. So what you're going to learn in this training is how to create a system that generates leads. So I'm not going to go into too many details But I want you to know that this system works. It's going to work for you. It's worked for me, and it's going to work for you. So I'm guiding you through the process of how to create a system in order to generate leads. So that's from beginning to end. So by the end of it, you're going to have a full system in place that's somewhat automated in order to attract people to your brand. You don't have to like babysit it. You're going to know. Like, and another thing, if you run an ad and it's not converting within the first, I want to say within the first 6 to 12 hours, like you could take it down. Because I know I'm jumping way into it, but like, you know when it's working and when it's not working. The system that we're going to set up is going to be set up in such a way when, like for me, I felt a change when I was looking at my phone and people just kept opting in. And I always get an email the way my things are set up. I always get an email whenever I get a new subscriber. So I put the thing up and it was like my phone kept going off. And I'm like, what is this? And so every time my phone went off, it was just another person subscribing, another person opting in. And I did it more than once, right? I did it several times, and I've recommended it for my clients as well. So I know it works. If you have a system in place and you're presenting information that people actually want and they're interested in based on your targeted demographic, the system is going to work, right? So you're going to understand the value of having a list and want to get your life. You're going to be ready to make changes in order to grow your list. And as long as you don't mind asking for help, you're going to be able to create a system that you can use long after. And the good thing about it is that all the information is going to be in the course. Once you opt into the course is yours. Again, it's only going to be free up until like Saturday. And then after Saturday, it's going to go up. But you want to have this in place. We're going to be talking about like different sequences that you can use. We're going to be talking about how to set up your whole situation in order to get people to opt in to whatever it is that you're offering to get your leads. And we're going to be talking about just the importance of email. We're also going to touch on the law. So I have some background in internet marketing. So I have some information about the laws concerning internet marketing. Because one of the biggest misconceptions that people get is that you could just post whatever you want. I mean, one of the biggest misconceptions that people have when it comes to internet marketing is, oh, well, if somebody buys one of my products, I could just use their email and talk to them. That's not how it works. Like, you can't just email people just because they bought something from you. Like, there are laws that protect people from receiving that type of messaging. So that's really why you want to come and take the course. We don't want to assume anything. We don't want to just be thinking. And especially they recently had some new laws for people who use like cookies on their site. So we're going to talk about how to protect yourself, what you should have on your website to let people know, you know what I'm saying, the different laws. No, I'm not a lawyer, but I have an understanding of general laws concerning email marketing because it's my lane. So we're going to talk a little bit about the laws, a little bit about best practices when it comes to you and your advertising and keeping it real and 100 with the people about what it is that you use. We're going to talk about how to create your situation in order to get people to opt in and sign up for your list. And we're also going to talk about a little bit, touch on sequences, the best type of sequences to have in place when you're implementing your strategy, right? So we're not really going to go like deep into MailChimp and we're not really going to go in deep into automation. I don't know. We could. It depends on like how much time we have because we have a lot of grounds to cover and it's interactive, right? So the course is interactive. You're going to actually be creating your situation. So by the time the thing is over with, it's like you should have a situation or you should be able to rewatch it. The replay is paid. So again, you want to catch it while you can. So I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Make sure that you sign up for the course. Right now, I'm in pre-sale mode for real because I'm just trying to see if this is something that people even need at this point. So I'm really in pre-sale mode and trying to see how many people are going to sign up for it before I actually launch it. But I'm still going to go through with the webinar regardless, and I'll have that content available for you to download as a class if that's something that you're interested in. So, yeah, I think that's it for Marketing Monday. And I did have somebody contact me about they wanted to know what their purpose is, because I was going into like the purpose direction. I'm not like a life coach. I believe that mindset is important and knowing one's purpose is important when it comes to doing business. A lot of times, and I said this in another video on the Elkins Family Enterprise, I'm probably going to share this video. I tried to share it, but I can't share it right now, but I'm probably going to try to share it. I said this in another video about how it's important to understand that your purpose might not always be connected directly to your currency, right? So your purpose is different from your job or your occupation. Now, in some cases, people are born into destiny situations where their bread and butter does come from that which they were born to do. And I'm not saying that your purpose is not always connected to it, because there are cases when it is. But sometimes you have the ability to generate wealth through your idea or through your business, and it ties back into your purpose. Like if you just so happen to be successful and you have a passion for people who don't have anywhere to live, and you end up making money in your business and you're able to sow back into ministries and different things like that. So I'm debating on whether or not to do like a purpose type webinar, just because it's good to have clarity, right? Nobody wants to be like roaming around aimlessly, confused, not knowing what they're here for and stuff like that. Nobody wants to live like that. And so if I could provide some means of clarity, which I believe I can, I was thinking about doing a webinar on that. But I don't know. If that's something that you want to see, feel free to let me know. And I'll see what I can do to make that happen for you guys. But again, we rolling up to the end of Marketing Monday today. And I just wanted to say thank you guys to anybody who's watching the replay, anybody who is out there who this is helping. Please just give me a thumbs up if it's helping you. I know that the information is valuable, so that's, I'm not even like tripping on that. But again, thank you guys so much for popping in for Marketing Monday. That's my little 30 minutes. I'm not really doing screen shares or anything. I'm going to save all of that for Saturday. But I might come back throughout this week and just do a couple live videos to get ready for. Like tomorrow we can kind of touch on email sequences and why they're important and just some things that have to do with it. But I really want to save most of my content for Saturday. So again, thank you guys for popping in. And I hope to see you on Saturday. Oh, I'm sharing the link right now to see if you want to sign up. Again, I'm still in pre-sale mode, even though it's like a free webinar. I'm just seeing how many people opt in. I just shared the link over here. If you can feel free to click on the link if you want to get people. Now, So, and that maybe that's something that I could talk about tomorrow. We can talk about why email marketing is relevant, right? I've read about people who have done million-dollar launches straight from their email list. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people work harder than they need to work. So, you know, if you have a good, healthy, hearty email list, an email list is more powerful than social media. Like, a person can post something to social media and really not make a difference, but your email list is like, as long as you don't abuse, because I've had people where I've opted into their email and it's like I don't even, it's just like, okay, if I opt into your email and you send me like 10 messages in one day, like I understand sequences, right? I understand like how it goes when it comes to sequences and stuff like that, but please stop sending people 55 messages like in one day. Like, it doesn't even make sense. So I can understand. It just depends also on your personality. Because if I really don't know you like that, then I really don't mess with you like that, and you sending me like 10 emails in one day, that's borderline spam for real. Excuse me. That's borderline spam. Like, how you gonna send somebody 10 messages in one day? Like, where they do that at? So, you know, for me, if I like you and you send me 3 messages, but I really mess with you, I wouldn't really get mad. I would say about 3 or 4 times a week is not bad if I mess with you like that. Like, if I really don't know you and I'm not really feeling you like that, and you sending me like 55 emails in one day, that's a problem. Like, that's borderline spam. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about building a healthy relationship. I'm talking about, you know, people actually being happy to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking about, oh, well, let's just go hit them up because I know they on my list and I'm trying to make some money. Because people could tell the difference between when you're trying to make money. Hold on. All right. So here's the thing. People could tell the difference between when you're trying to make money and when you really sincerely care, right? So, you know, my goal for Digital Marketing Mogul is just to spread good vibes and good information that gets results and, you know, share good content. Like, I don't know. Like, that's where I'm at with it. I know I have something to offer. I know that this information can be beneficial to people who are business owners because I've been working with business owners and this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? In real life. So this is, you know, I'm online now, but when it comes to, you know, sharing with people, spamming somebody 55 times is not the answer. Like, just hit me up 3 times a week, maybe 4 times a week. You know what I'm saying? 5 if you really just, you know, feeling it like that. But don't be spamming people. Like, I'm not encouraging people to spam people. I'm just helping you get yourself together, getting you a nice little situation that you can automate. Because the thing is, like, when you set yourself on automation, like, you don't have to worry about nothing. Like, you could just set it in place and it goes and it works and it functions. So the hardest part is getting people to really see it. And even that's not really the hard part, because there are systems and different things and different technologies that you can use to still interact with people without really interacting with people for real. So we might, if we have time on Saturday, we could get into the bots, because I know that the chat bots, they're kind of controversial. Some people feel like, you know, you shouldn't do it. I believe that if you're doing it in a way that's tasteful and you really bring in value, you know, Facebook recently launched automation on the Messenger. Some people really are into, like, Messenger marketing. I don't know. I kind of think it can come off spammy. It depends on how you do it, though. It depends on, like, if whoever you're reaching out to, if they really need your service. Because for me, it's just kind of like walking up to somebody on the street and being like, hey. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Come get this. Like, you know, so to me, it's different. Unless it's something that I really, really need, I feel like you should kind of establish some rapport and leave with value first. So, hey, what are you looking for? Oh, I got some resources here. Click on this. Did you find something you need? And then go into it. But don't just be like, hey, what's up? I got this. It's, you know. So, I don't know. But thank you guys for tuning in. I'm about to head over to the Elkins Family Enterprise page because I don't know. I like to interact with them. That's my first situation that I came up with. The Digital Marketing Mogul is more personal and is my channel, like, in order to do business from. So, but yeah, I still like to touch base with my Elkins Family Enterprise family because it's like lit. So I don't know. I'm probably going to go over there and hang out with them for a little while. But if you came to watch this video, I just want to say thank you for supporting. Thank you for, you know, giving me your time. I know your time is valuable. And I'll see you guys either later this week or on Saturday. Again, you can sign up for the class. And I'll see you guys later. All right. Bye.